This is Passport to Texas. Each day, hundreds of game wardens dedicate themselves to protecting our state's natural resources. Texas game wardens face a variety of dangers in their line of work. While most of the people game wardens come in contact with are harmless, game warden Chris Bishop explains the risks of being in the field.
I think you'll see a couple of different scenarios what game wardens experience in the field. In general, the people that we come in contact with are good family people. They're taking their family, their children out hunting and fishing and boating. That's how they want to spend their free time. The kind of person that goes out and communes with nature is usually a good person, and they have good intentions. And so that's the average person that we meet. But occasionally, you're going to meet the criminal element no matter where you are. It's going to be anywhere. You always have that certain amount of danger that's out there because most of the people that we're dealing with have knives, guns, things like that on them. That's part of what they're doing. They're either fishing and they'll have a fillet knife, or they're hunting and they'll have a rifle or a shotgun. There's always that little bit of an element of you could possibly get into a situation with a bad person.
You can find details about law enforcement on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, as well as other rules and regulations about hunting and fishing in Texas. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.